One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I ate in the age where dad bods can hit hard.
I ate an entire garlic bread baguette to myself last night.
It's ridiculous. Literally. Welcome back to the podcast, everyone. Clubhouse episode Friday.
Wow, that was quick.
Everyone's talking about what they've been eating. I've been really bad this last week.
Explain, let's go into depth of what's bad.
I think it's just the marathon hangover. You know, I'm like, well, I burnt 4,000 calories that day, so I can suddenly eat 10,000 calories a day for the next 7 days. But I do need to get, today is the new day.
You're a roller coaster guy though, aren't you?
I can't live my life linear.
No, it's just always
I don't like routines. I like everything being
See, I absolutely adore crazy. Routine.
I like the unpredictability of everything. That's probably why I like my golf game so much.
My routine right now is so set in stone. Like on an evening, finish work, go home, obviously, get the baby ready for bed, etc. As soon as she's gone to bed, I then go on my bike for an hour every night, an hour on the nose, jeez, watching YouTube. And then when I've finished, I'll cook tea, we'll do tea. Like, it's just, it has to be. I love it.
I can't do it. I love it.
Routine
for me is the curse. Just get too bored, I think.
Yeah, are you like routine, Matt? Or?
Yeah, I'm a routine guy.
I wish I was a bit more routine, but I'm just not my vibe.
Yeah.
But anyway, welcome back to the Clubhouse, everybody. I thought, let us know if you're routine or not routine in the comments down below. But this is an audio only episode, so you can't comment.
You could email. You could also, we've not mentioned who this week's Clubhouse podcast is sponsored by. It's a huge one.
It is actually. I can't believe we've landed this sponsorship.
Well, the thing is, we don't do many sponsors. So when we do sponsors, they have to be real kind of stand out from brands that we use, brands that we trust, and brands that we want to kind of showcase to our audience. And
I don't even think Matt knows about this sponsorship.
We've had to keep it kind of under wraps. We weren't sure if it's going to come across the line or not for definite, but it has, which I'm honoured about. So without further ado, Rick, would you like to announce who this week's podcast sponsor is?
I can't believe I'm saying this. After all the hard work, 12 years of making YouTube content, the podcast now have been going for how many? 239 episodes?
Correct.
I mean, this is a real turning point in the Rick Shields Golf Show podcast, everybody. The Clubhouse episode this week is sponsored by RS Merch.
Boom.
RS Merch, everybody. Available now at rickshields.com. If you want RS Merch, jump over to rickshields.com. You got your head covers, driver head covers, putter head covers, pitchforks, ball markers. All the clothing, caps and hoodies are sold out, never to be sold again, potentially. But if you want to jump over now to rickshields.com, available to buy in the UK and USA, you've got to jump over there right now. A huge thanks to the guys over at Rick Shields Merch, because they're just a big supporter of the podcast.
They're a big supporter, but I'm going to top trump you now, Rick. It's all well and good the podcast is sponsored by Rick Shields Merch. Brilliant, great, fantastic. We're honoured. However, they've also said to me that our listeners of the Clubhouse episode on a Friday, the hardcore, the OGs, your friend and mine, the family of the Rick Shields Golf Show podcast, can get 20% off purchases.
Whoa,
20% for the next week using the code, all in capitals, Clubhouse, and then the number 20. So Clubhouse 20, just for make that super, super clear, CLUBHOUSE20, Clubhouse 20 for 20% off. So let's just say it is how maths works. If it's 100 quid and you type in Clubhouse 20, it's now
100 divided by
This is quick, quick 100 for Rick.
100 divided by 100 times by 80, take away the 20.
No, you don't take away the 20.
And,
but.
And then that would be 60 plus the 20, and then you take off the 3, and then you add the 3 back on. £80.
Correct.
Yes. Yeah, this is exciting. Thanks to the guys over at RS Merch for sponsoring the podcast. Again, jump over to rickshields.com, click the link where it says shop. There are low stock on head covers. This is almost like a closing out sale on, certainly on the all black head cover, the Rip It head cover, the Trace head cover that we've still got a few of, Putter head covers are going fast, and then Pitchforks, ball markers, et cetera, et cetera. 20% off for the Clubhouse members. We finished the last podcast on a bit of a cliffhanger.
Mm.
One, you going to the toilet.
Yeah, I had a good wee, big wee.
You left, and me and Matt had a little chat. I'm on the Open website. I'm actually on the Open's website, and currently in front of me, I've got a form that says player entry form. Okay.
Yeah.
And it says underneath, enter the 152nd Open at Royal Troon.
Yep.
I'm going to do it.
You know what? But you're playing the Open.
I'm going to play the Open. All I've got to do is get through one round of regional qualifier and two rounds of final qualifying. Yep. And I will be teeing up at the Open at Royal Troon.
You could do it.
I need something. I need something.
Can I ask you a question then?
What happens if I shoot 95?
Well, no. But what, realistically now, and this is the thing, you started this series, was it you and Pete did it together for the first time? So you've done this for many, many moons now.
I think he actually, was he injured the first year and I had to do it on my own? I think we did it together, but he was injured and I ended up doing it on my own.
Well, this is the thing, right? So you and Pete, I think, were the OGs of this kind of quest for the Open, even terming coining that term, quest for the Open. And I saw this year Jimmy Bullard is doing it, and he's doing a quest for the Open. And it's something that a lot of... Yeah. I think the thing is with that saying, though, I think it's become such a staple in the golf YouTube world. I don't think people see it almost as your thing.
No, I think I've got copyright over it.
Yeah, okay, we'll charge Jimmy Bullard. Obviously, Andy Carter's had a go. There's loads of guys who've had a go at qualifying for the Open. And as far as I'm aware, nobody who creates content, well, they haven't have qualified. And I don't know if anyone's ever got through the first stage before or not. I don't know.
Believe so.
So realistically then, are you thinking this is your aim is to actually get through, or is your aim to give you something that you feel accountable for to practice for and play hopefully good golf for?
When I entered the marathon, it crossed my mind for a moment, but it wasn't my intention to win the marathon.
Win the under 12s race.
I don't think I would have won that. It wasn't my intention to win. It was my intention to complete it and to be accountable and to have something in my mind. I'm thinking, right, I've got the marathon in X amount of months. I've got to go out and do a bit of training. I've got to practice a bit. I've got to do whatever.
Did you train now?
But I trained more than I wouldn't have done.
Okay.
If I didn't have the marathon. And then I got through it and I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
In the past, I think it's a fine balance. I think I'm going to enter the Open. I think it's going to give me a matter of urgency to work on my golf game. Yeah. And I need it. Because where I was getting really frustrated, and people saw it in the videos, certainly towards the end of last year, I felt like I was putting a lot of work in and a lot of effort and a lot of practice. And I was expecting results the very next time I played golf. Mm-hmm. And because that was the only thing I could measure it against. Mm-hmm. I wasn't thinking about golf in 3 months' time. I was measuring it on the very next round of golf that I played. And as everyone knows, in development of golf, you've got to give yourself that little bit of breathing time. And really, you're not going to see results straight away. You're going to see results certainly on the golf course, maybe 2 or 3 months down the line. I feel like I need that process in place where I go, right, that's my end goal. My end goal is I think it's the 20th of June or whatever it may be. That's my end goal. I want to play really good for that round of golf.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's work backwards from that. What do I need to do now? And then in between that, it's like, well, what's going to happen for my next round of golf? Okay, I didn't play great, but I took X, Y, and Z away from that round that I'm going to work on for the next time I play, or I took X, Y, and Z that definitely improved that round of golf. I feel like I need something. And at the moment, I've not got anything that's spurring me on to...
What date is Open qualifying?
It's going to be around June time. I've got it here. Closing dates for entries the 30th of May.
Okay.
And let's have a quick check of when actual Open qualifying is. It's normally around June. Open qualifying. So final, when's that? I don't know the exact date.
So is it not like just... easy to find. It mustn't be.
It must be, but I'm just on the terms, conditions, lots of words.
Regional qualifying. So where would you be thinking of going to?
Hesketh. Either Hesketh or Caldy.
So Hesketh is... doesn't actually seem to say, does it? Just says where Hesketh is. Oh, there we go. Monday the 24th of June.
There you go. So that gives me 2 months.
Yeah. It does, pretty much to the day.
What did you say, 24th?
24th, which is Monday.
Yeah. I'm going to give it a go. It's 200 quid. I mean, you could buy a pair of Rickshaw shoes for that, but 200 quid, I'm going to do it.
Good.
I've not entered it right now because I'm still a little bit nervous, but if I pluck up the courage by today, I'm going to enter.
Exciting.
And if I don't, I can always just decline.
If you don't what?
What do you think is the worst scenario? Shoot 110?
No, I don't. This is, my honest take on it is, I don't think there's a worse scenario because you've played golf before and had bad scores in events and, you know, it's not the end of the world, is it? You know, we went to Lumina many, 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 many moons ago and you didn't play very well and it kind of ended up on the golf media websites because it was a talking point and very quickly everybody forgot about it and no one was that bothered. I just think the only thing for me that I sometimes feel a bit dubious about, and it's not a bad thing, but I think it's for yourself and for the audience as well, is to having this clarity of like who you are and what you do. So same for Pete as well. This is where I think where we've had these discussions with Pete before and it's not always gone super well with the audience, is that Pete is a very, very good golfer. He was a content creator. Is he good enough to qualify for the Open? I'd say no, but he's a good, good golfer. So I think it's just having a goal that is kind of realistic. And if the goal is to necessarily just go to that event and play in it and just do as well as you possibly can, that's one thing. If the actual goal or people perceive the goal is to be getting into the Open, I think that's very different. So your marathon was a perfect analogy. If you're entering the marathon with the objective of having something to train for and completing it and getting that medal, then absolutely enter the marathon. But you're not entering it to win the marathon or come top 100 because that would be unrealistic. Do I think you would get through the Open? I don't. But do I think it'd be a good thing to go for and see how well you can play and practice for? I do. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That would be only my take on it. I think it's just having that clarity for yourself and for the audience.
I need a rocket up my ass to practice.
Yeah,
and
that's
hit
perfect.
Balls.
But I think if you make any content around it, I think we have to explain that to the audience in the sense that, look, I could have, I mean, and that is the exciting thing going against what I've just said is, in theory, the magical thing about the Open and what's different to maybe the marathon is that if you played your absolute best golf for 3 rounds in a row, in theory, that could do it. But you know that you could never win the marathon because it's literally an impossibility. But you could get through if he had this. So that's where the kind of magic lies. But
I suppose winning the marathon is like winning the Open.
Well, yeah.
Almost like, this is almost a qualifier just to be in the marathon.
But I suppose as well, like, yeah, qualifying for the Open, if you had 3 rounds of under par, good rounds, you could do her, they went right. But you know you couldn't run a marathon in 2 hours. That's the difference, isn't it? So yeah. But I don't see why not.
Yeah.
I don't want that to come across as negative. I think it's just this reality of it.
Well, it's reality to everyone listening because it's like, it's not, I'm not doing it to become a player. I'm doing it to motivate myself a bit more. And I think it's difficult in the position I'm in because let's say if you're an amateur golfer, you'd have the club championship that you might practice for.
Mm.
Or you'll have certain events you might want to practice for.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together.
J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
I just don't feel like I've got anything to practice for.
What? I don't know if this would be a big enough goal, and you might poo-poo this. You might, well, it might not sound that ambitious enough, but is it one round, the first bit? What about if your actual kind of sub-goal was to break 75 in open qualifying?
Done.
Because I think that would be really good. Because I think it's realistic.
Yeah, I love that.
It's right, done. Sold.
No poo-pooing that at all.
Because I think that's a good object. Yeah, if you do that, even if you'd come 20th, that's a good round of golf.
Yeah, great.
There you go. That could become
no
a nice
pressure.
No, but I'm fully on board with that.
I want the pressure. I'm embracing the pressure.
Can I break 75 in open qualifying? Because then you've got that mystique and that excitement of if I shoot my lights out, I could get through the first stage, and then who knows?
But my goal is
breaking 75 in open qualifying. And I think if you add, shake your hand if you got 74 in open qual.
Thanks, I appreciate it. It's better than my London Marathon medal. I'll just have a firm handshake from Guy as I walk off the 18th green. Just stood like, well done, son. Yeah. You did a great job.
Yeah, there you go.
There's a possibility of a hole in one because...
Well, last time I had a hole in one.
I think that is the perfect situation because it's going to give you something to grind for. You know your number is going to get publicised. Which would anyway, but you've got like, I don't think anyone who's a serious player that's got a chance who sees your play and sees you shoot 74, like, oh, fair dues, yeah, it's not bad at all that. But then if you shoot 70, it's like dreams. If you shoot 78, so what?
Love it. Can I break 75 at open qualifying?
There we go. That's got to be. Can you film on the day? We can't.
Do what we want.
We should probably get you in for free entry.
Yeah.
Because the open would like that. We'll speak to our contacts.
No, I'll pay my way. I don't want any questions. I don't want any asterisks.
Fair enough. Yes, because there would be if it's free.
Like if I qualify for the Open.
Well, let's see if you can have preferred lies. Can Rick have preferred lies?
Why don't you just tweet the RNA? Bypass
big bucket holes.
Can we play as a scramble? Yeah.
Straight to Troon.
Can I bypass this? Is this for everyone, this qualifying?
Yeah. That'd be cool. And then it is Pete doing this year, do you know?
I believe so, yeah. He's got a series out, yeah.
Well, you've got a little goal then, haven't you? Beat Pete. That rhymes as well. Oh, we're onto it here. We're just creating content as we sit here.
Yeah.
It's just a brainstorming session, really, the Clubhouse podcast.
It is.
Break 75 at open qualifying.
You know what? Genuinely, I'm engaged with that. That's all. I need that little bit of a plot. I'm in now. I couldn't be any more in. I'm basically out because I'm so in.
It's gone full circle.
Yeah, and I'm into that. Awesome. I think that's a really good goal. I think I want to... But can I be like... what's his name on the Rocky Balboa films? A little trainer. What's he called? Oh. A little man that trains him. That could be me. I'll get you hitting lumps of meat hanging out.
Or you could be like Mr. Miyagi.
Yes.
I want my hands to bleed.
I can sort that out, son. I know a guy.
I want my hands to bleed for the amount of practice I'm doing.
It'd just be really weird for your playing partner when you stood on there and go, right, guys, par five here, 525 yards, just going to hit a nice little three-wood, get us into play.
Yeah.
Like, guys, can we get a camera on the green?
Have we got a drone up?
That'll be... I'm excited for this now.
Yeah.
And now it's out there to the world. There's no messing around.
Wow.
Into the London Marathon terms, I think this is like a break in 4.5 hours.
Yeah.
Similar kind of vibe.
Yeah.
It's doable, but it's going to take work, but a good amount of work.
I've also just signed up for the London Marathon again next year.
Nice. There you go.
So
training starts now.
And I've got the Manchester 10K. I had a comment, right? And I'm not.
This is where it all comes from. No. Someone's bet you.
I don't like this comment. And I think you can back this up, right? Okay, this was a comment from, I think it was last week's episode of the podcast, okay? The fact Rick thinks he will run a 10K in 45 minutes is actually hilarious. He couldn't break an hour.
Well, that's wrong because you have loads of times.
Yeah, that's
like you
actually wrong.
I can break 45, yeah, 10K.
We ran a 10K in St Andrews, and was it 50 minutes we did it in? Yeah. And at the time, I remember you were pulling me there. You could do 45, but it would take a bit of training.
My fastest 10K, let's see if I've got this up there.
We did one in America as well. That was, I think, 51 minutes or something.
I think my best is 47.
My fastest 10... No, I thought it was the same day. That's weird. It's the 29th of May, 2022. Okay. So 2 years ago, granted. And I've got faster since then. My fastest 10K is 47.03.
Yeah, so it's...
And that was just out, that was out on my own.
Well, the way I look at it, and it sounds obvious, is a 45-minute 10K is two 22.5-minute 5Ks.
Yeah.
Which you could do. It's just doing it, obviously, back-to-back.
Yeah.
Also, as well, the adrenaline of running in an event.
That's what I mean.
With a number on your back.
So I'm gonna use that comment as fuel, as rocket fuel. Nice. Right. Any questions or are we good?
Yeah, I've got a couple of questions. So from Alan Tyson.
Any questions with anything in this?
Alan Tyson has said, would you rather be a bee or a wasp? I've gone with bee. Because a bit more pleasant in it, a bit fat, a bit chunky. All right, quite sound of bee in it. If you're like, let's say you're at a pub with the kids having a meal outside, there's a bee. It's kind of like, oh, there's a bee. All right. If it's a wasp, it's like, fuck, there's a wasp.
It's like, there's a wasp.
It's like, oh,
everyone swats it's, away it's, the wasp. It's a,
what about hornet? Little hornet, little cheeky hornet. Little cheeky horn. No, I'd be a bee. Would you be?
I'll have to go a bee then.
Yeah.
A worker bee.
Caroline Smith has
but
said.
But I'd be a queen bee.
Why did you twerk? You said that. Caroline Smith said, is Guy really 5'11 and three quarters? He doesn't look that big on telly. I think we need proof.
I think it's one of the, you'll see in this in real life as well. I think it's one of the most quickest responses back to when someone meets me.
You're
a lot taller than what you
Yeah, and I think because like. I then stand next to you and you're taller than me, I look even smaller. But I genuinely, because I was going to lie, I'd say I was 6 foot. I wouldn't say I'm 5'11 and three quarters. Have we got a tape measure actually?
Oh, we're not doing that again, are we?
You win. You got 3 inches. Is there one next door?
Find one.
If you've got one.
Official judgment.
Yeah, because I'll do it shoes off against the wall.
You're actually doing it now?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
And then it'll be official in the podcast.
Okay.
Because unless I've shrunk, I'm 5'11 and three quarters. Seems weird when Matt's gone, doesn't it?
No, has he gone?
Yeah, he's gone to get a tape measure.
He actually left the room?
Yeah.
Oh, we can say anything we want about him. Give me your top three things about Matt.
He's hard work.
Yeah.
He never says no to anything.
Oh, he's back. He's back.
His abs. He's got a made. Right, shall I measure me? No, measure me.
Right. This is going to be fun for an audio podcast, everyone.
I know. You're going to have to commentate it.
So currently...
you don't face the wall. No.
That looked like you were just about to get arrested. Face the wall, son. Open your legs.
All right.
Have you got a pencil? There's one there. You got a pencil? Just a tiny little line, and you can shrug it out.
Yeah, well, I'll do this first.
Why can't you just do it somewhere off camera so that's not going to be on camera? But then don't do the top of the chopping board.
Oh, that's took his hair out.
Oh my God. So currently, let me set the scene right. We've got Guy up against the wall, back against the wall. Matt, who is measuring him. So that chopping board's not straight. I think you need someone taller to measure him. That chopping board's not straight. If you had to put a ball on that chopping board. No, because then above it, you can't do above it because the chopping board's thick.
No, we don't need, get rid of the chopping board. Just put the pencil right on top and draw a little dot. And you can make sure it's...
I don't think that's straight, that pencil. No, the other way. It's too up. Lean it up. Lean it down a bit. Down a bit. Down a bit. There. Okay, so we've got Guy,
I'll have to get the
shoes off, up against the wall. We've got Matt measuring him with a tape measure using the Tiger Woods menu, which we borrowed from the Woods' restaurant in Jupiter. And then we've got what's the pencil guy? Just out of interest so I can give some context. An Isleworth pencil, so yeah, all fun and games right now.
182 centimeters, which is
that's 6 foot.
But it's 1 centimeter under 6 foot. You can see 6 foot is there.
One is centimeters is 182 is 597.
Oh,
70.5 inches.
Yeah, so 5'11" and three quarters. Because that's 11 inches, and then that will be 12.
5'11" and three quarters.
And that's without shoes on as well.
Is that what you said you were?
Yeah.
With Rick Shields Echo shoes on, you'd be 6'5".
And yours, Rick?
No, you don't. Well, go on. No.
May as well.
Go on, then.
I'll take over. Okay, so it's Guy here, very proudly, sat back on my chair at 5'11", three quarters. No big deal. That's without shoes, I want to add. Just to get that in there. It's definitely without shoes.
Big stretch.
You're taking your shoes off, Rick?
I'll have to.
Oh, keep your pants on. A pinneck.
Oh, we're not measuring that.
No. Right, okay. So we're doing the same rules and regulations. No, Rick's up against the wall, standing the correct way, looking out to the world. Matt's got a little dot. You could just measure the difference between mine and Rick's dot.
Well, would have been. Yeah.
Not the, Matt's not on the dots in the right way, but he's the yeah. Look, we can clean the wall. Oh, Rick's comfortably in the 6 foot.
Yeah, 6 foot.
I'd say you're a bit. I'd say you're a 6.5.
I've always said I'm 6 foot. Bang on.
Well, there you go.
That's pretty bang on.
So there's no lies in this room.
Yeah. So what? Quarter of an inch tall.
Yeah. I'd say a bit more. I'd say half an inch. But anyway. There we go.
So depends if it's cold or warm.
There we go. So to Caroline Smith's question, there's proof. I don't think we filmed that necessarily, but I'm sure the two judges in the room can...
It is on film.
Can confirm. Verify.
And that concludes.
And we want to win awards for this show. Eh? We want to put ourselves in the ring to win awards as best golf sports... Potentially just entertaining podcast.
I think that was entertaining.
In
the country.
What would you order off the Woods' menu? Now?
So, yeah, last thing then. Here in front of me, I've got the Tiger Woods Jupiter menu, which I didn't go to. You guys did go to.
Which we borrowed the menu off.
You've borrowed the menu. Okay, so starters, let's have a look. I'm very much, I only eat chicken or beef, as I'm sure you guys here know. Oh, there we go. So I'm going in for the Korean meatballs, Wagyu beef. Meatballs, that's absolutely what I'd be getting to start.
I think I actually had those.
And then foot with an ice.
Yeah, really good.
That's good to know then. And then for the main, that was a weird noise. I would probably go for a steak because, again, it's on Rick's card. Rick's paying. We're away with work. So I'd just go with a prime fillet steak. Mm. And I do have it well done, which I know a lot of people hate, but that's how I like it.
Wash down with a little Chateau Neuf de Pape.
No, I'd go with some onion rings.
Washed down with onion rings
and mac and cheese. I basically would eat so much that I'd come out feeling horrendous, and then I'd want copious amounts of Coke Zero, or with it being America, Dr. Pepper. They've got it,
and they have free mints at the door.
Brilliant.
The show, they did until we filled our boots. Right, everyone, thanks for listening. Thanks for participating in this wonderful episode of The Clubhouse. I have officially now, I've just got to press two buttons and I will officially have signed up for the Open Qualifying 2024. Can I break up 75 at Open Qualifying? We shall find out. Thanks for listening, everyone. Support, as always, is amazing, and we shall see you next week. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.